Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGowan moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGowan tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires over to first and Bishop covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cochran. Melillo moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-1 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-1 in the game. Crowder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Mannion moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mannion scores. Blue moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bevoler Borvo pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Bevoler Borvo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lerborvo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Shores now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. with a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Crowder moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. McGowan moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Joe Boley. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa pinch hits for Bill Shores. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Cronin now playing shortstop. George Earnshaw now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mannion hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.